Let's take a look at the Mutual Fund Annual Report Assignment. Very important assignment. Let's read together. Along with the prospectus, one of the most important documents for potential mutual fund investors is the Mutual Fund Annual Report. Some are very sparse, others are rich in information. Some are easy to read, many are difficult to penetrate, especially if their performance has not been very good lately. Each student will examine closely one or two mutual fund annual reports. There are links to at least six different companies, I may add more, on the class webpage, but don't limit yourself. Do not limit yourself. There are dozens and dozens of companies, thousands of mutual funds. You can use companies that are in your 401k or you've already invested in. You can come see me in my office, and I have some paper copies, hard copy as it's often called, of annual reports that you can look at. So if you don't want to download one from the internet, you can actually call or contact the companies and they'll send you copies. They prefer to send you it electronically because it costs less, but whatever. Read the annual report carefully. Then research your fund using either the internet, there's a couple of websites, but there are, again, are dozens and dozens of websites, or library resources. Go to the library and look up Morningstar's reports, Lipper reports, and afterwards, please answer the following questions. Now, some people have a little question regard to what I'm asking you, and you need probably to research a little bit of these things. The one that tends to get people the most upset is the benchmark index, number 5. And I understand why, because we haven't discussed stocks and indices yet. So you kind of go, well, what is the S&P 500? What is the MSCI World Index? What are you talking about? This is the list of securities, either stocks or bonds or whatever, that the mutual fund is most closely aligned to. And you're going to learn about different types of mutual funds. But, for example, the one we study in the lecture is a domestic growth and income large cap stock fund. And its benchmark index most likely is the Standard & Poor's 500. If you had a global mutual fund that was invested in stocks, its benchmark index would, and especially if it was large companies, be the MSCI World Index. So I want you to look that up. And it might be hard for you to find. Okay, that's okay. If you can't find everything, don't worry about it. The risk is very simple to find. You find the mutual fund look it up under Lipper or Yahoo and then choose risk. The turnover is a little tougher to find. That's usually under a profile. Or you can go to the website of the company itself, or the annual report might even say what the turnover is. Then the top three holdings of the fund is almost available anywhere. On the company's website, on Yahoo, on Morningstar's website, in the annual report, it tells you what are the top three companies, stocks, if it's a stock mutual fund. If it's a bond mutual fund, I'll tell you what the top three bonds are. And I really want you to dig into your individual mutual fund, because that's how you make a prudent, wise decision. Most people don't do it. They just, sounds good, okay, somebody else is using it, all right, and this guy on the television said it sounded okay. But you're going to look it up. Okay? Do a good job, and I hope you enjoy this. And if you do, that's a very good sign. That's a very good sign that you could be your own financial advisor going forward, as you, especially when, wait till we get to stocks, and you're going to do a lot of looking up there. And if you enjoy this, that's a good sign. Okay. See you in the next assignment for Mutual Funds, Chapter 4.